After Sunday school in a Methodist church, a mother asked her three-year-old boy what they have studied that day. "We talk about Lent," the boy said. "Lent is a stop between your toes after you take your socks off." Okay. I have another one. After Sunday school, 2-year-old boy told his parents that their lesson that day was about Jesus feeding the multitude with a few loaves and fishes. "And what did you learn from the lesson?" his dad asked. The little boy furrowed the brow and replied, "Jesus loved a picnic." Learning. Why are we learning about the languages of apology? Why are we learning? During the 40 days of this Lenten journey this year, we have decided to learn the 5 languages of apology, to reflect the true meaning of this season. The true meaning of this season. Lenten. We learned, "I am sorry. I was wrong. What can I do to make it right?" I didn't know that the apology word, the language, is so complicated and deep. As I prepared this message, I learned a lot about the different languages of apology. Today, we learn about the apology language number 4. "I will try not to do that again." I will try not to do that again. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the generation that we are living in, this current generation, it's really hard to find a genuine emotion, genuine apology, genuine appreciation. Somehow, we had this dignity and responsibility and accountability that we had in the past. It's really hard to find. We don't have any good example of people who our children and we could look up to as a good example. I don't want to mention some politician, but obviously we don't have this accountability and dignity, the genuine apology in this generation. Even though it's obvious that they did something wrong, but still they don't admit that they did something wrong. As I watched a news a couple of months ago, news about a newly elected politician, you know who? I was really shocked. I was really shocked, not only by this lying politician, but also by one of the supporters interviewed on a news. This supporter basically said this, "You know, all politicians are liars." What? Basically, he's implying that the politician that he is supporting, the lies that this politician was not
a big deal. Don't worry about it. Because all politicians are liars.
And what shocked me most was came next. So, all politicians are liars. But we, as a Christians, need to forgive him. Because Christians are forgiving people. So we need to forgive him, even though he's not admitting the fact that he lied a lot. Isn't that fascinating? That's the generation that we are living in.
When I came to the United States, one Thanksgiving day, it was a long time ago, I went to a downtown, I went to downtown Chicago to see the parade. They call McDonald's Thanksgiving Parade. I tried to get there early to get a really good spot. So I reserved parking garage. And I don't know where, you know, all this, where to go, so I left early to get there. And I didn't know Chicago has so many one-way streets, you know. I got there early and drove slowly around the street. Finally, I found the garage, parking garage. And then I almost stopped, and it's all of a sudden, a car behind me started honking, beep, beep. So I thought it'd be not to be a bad idea to, if I circled around it, the street. So I turned left, right, and then head on down the street, and wasn't too long before I realized that I was driving wrong direction on a one-way street. I saw a number of cars coming at me. And to make it worse, police officer looking at me. And he said, "You turn, you turn." So I quickly made a wide turn to take to the parking garage. But thankfully, police officer did not give me the ticket. But he was hurrying to help me out, to turn around. And I learned a lesson there. Even though we are going the wrong way and realize that we are heading to the wrong way, then we need to quickly turn around. Turn around as soon as possible. It's not only applied to the driving, but also it's applied to the spiritual, our spiritual and moral life that we're living in every day. If we feel like we are heading the wrong direction, then we need to stop and turn around, right? Sometimes we make a mistake and hurt others as well as ourselves. The wrongs that we made affect our relationship with God and with our loved ones. Sometimes we make a serious mistake, I know. But at that time, we need to stop and turn around. That's repentance. That is repentance. My brothers and sisters in Christ. Repentance is more than saying, "I'm sorry," to express our regret, or saying, "I was wrong," and accepting responsibility for the wrong things I have done, or saying, what can I do to make it right, to restitute for our wrongs. When we are following a dangerous way, destructive way, potentially deadly way, then there's only one thing to do. Don't stay there. Turn around. The biblical word repent means turn around. If you are going the wrong way, don't go further. Stop and turn around. The Hebrew word repent is hashbenu. Hashbenu, the Hebrew word repent, hashbenu. You know the hashbenu, this word means? In the military terms, about face. Do you know the terminology? I learned it when I prepared this. I didn't know that. There's a military terminology, the command about face. Wow, you know that already. In our life journey, there's a moment that we need to stop about face. In Mark chapter 1, it is recorded how Jesus called his first disciples, Simon and Andrew. Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fisher of men." And this Bible, Gospel of Mark, recorded says this, they immediately left their nets and followed him. It's not like, okay, wait. They immediately left their net and followed him. When we are following a dangerous way, or even positively think that there's a life-changing opportunity, then we need to stop and take action immediately without hesitation. I read a really fascinating traditional custom in a small village in Italy. There's a small village in Italy has a unique custom on a New Year's Eve. It's really fascinating. They don't dress up, go to festivity party. They don't. On the precise stroke of midnight, when the bell rang, the window of the village, everybody opened the windows. After they opened the windows, with music and fireworks and laughter, people started to throw things out on the street. You know, the items that you don't want it. The items like worn-out furniture, chipped glasses, cracked dishes, clothes that don't fit anymore, old pots and pans no longer wanted it, picture of old girlfriend and boyfriend, all these personal items that they don't want it, all the items that remind of difficult time in the past, they all throw out on the street, throw out from the window. All the things that they do not want to carry with them into the new year. That's why in the right New Year Eve and the midnight, they throw out all the items that they don't want to carry to the new year. Isn't that amazing? In our lives too, right? In our lives, we know I need to throw this out. I don't want to carry this anymore. But we are still carrying it. We need to do immediately, throw out the things that I don't want it. Things that really make me hard and difficult, we need to take action to it. I told you my favorite day of the week, what day is it? Thursday, because it's a trash day. I feel really good. I mean, Thursday, when I pack all these, you know, items that I don't want to, throw out, just put it in a garbage can and then take out on the street, that makes me feel really good. There are times that we carry things, heavy burden, all the things that really bothered me so long time, but still carrying it. But we need to make clear decision that sweep up. There are times in our lives that when we need to stop and evaluate, throw out those things that are burdening our relationship with your loved ones and with our God, hampering us, hurting us, hurting those around us. Then we need to about face, right? We need to turn around, stop, change attitude, change our behavior immediately. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5:30, in your right hand cause you to sin, cut it off. It's a really harsh word, right? Cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. Of course, Jesus mentioned about symbolically. But that's the decision we need to make immediately. That's the encouragement that Jesus Christ encouraged us this morning. If you are smoking and hurting your lungs, quit smoking. I had my second appointment and church, there was a man named Bill. He always smokes. You know, before worship start, the right at the corner of the building, he always standing there and smoking. And I was trying to talk to him, you know, why don't you quit? And then one day, his lung collapsed and then went to hospital. You know, that experience changed his life. I don't know how many years he smoked, but he stopped smoking right away. And he encouraged other people to quit smoking. It's really interesting. And when I think about this quitting smoking, I always think about Bill. When I visited him at the hospital, I should have quit earlier. So do it. If you are gambling, lose all of your food money, quit gambling. Whatever you're doing that is bad for you and for those bad for those around you, cut it off immediately. Throw it out before it does you in. If there's a certain act, certain attitude, certain habit, certain sin that will contaminate, infest, and poison our souls, then we need to cut it off. We need to throw it away. That's what Jesus Christ encourages us. The strongest trust apology you and I can make before God, before those who we offended, is repentance. Repent, turn around, about face, U-turn, and going to different direction to make a positive and powerful changes in our lives. The Bible passage confidently tells us that if we confess our sin and repent our sin, then we can make this change in our lives, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Of course, it's hard. Of course, we'll have some setbacks in life. We'll have some disappointment. Those setbacks do not mean that we have failed in following our commitment to change. It's hard. The key is being willing to admit our failure to get up and try it again. Even though we failed it, try it again. Even though it's hard, we get up and try again. Due to our shame and embarrassment, we usually don't want to admit our failure. But it is better to acknowledge that we need to get up, try again. You know, AA, the 12 steps, one of the statements is this: admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Admitting wrong requires both humility and honesty, but give the opportunity to give in anew, start anew. Even though we are facing some challenges, we need to get up and do it again. You know, many years ago, there's a football, Monday Night Football, these sportscasters discussing about great running back of NFL history. When they came to Walter Payton, do you know Walter Payton? They pointed out that he was one of the all-time leading ground gainers. Then Frank Gilford said, "What a runner! Do you realize that altogether Walter Payton gained more than 9 miles running in his career? Imagine that, more than 9 miles. But the thing is, then thereof, the other anchor responded this, "And to think that every 4.6 yard on the way, someone was knocking him down. More than 9 miles of record, but every 4.6 yard on the way, someone was knocking him down. But thing is, Walter Payton did not quit. He did not quit. He did not give up. He stood up again every time he was knocked down. It's not about speed. It's not about talent. It's not about size. It is persistence. 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 Persevere. This will ultimately win. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's really hard to admit that we have done something wrong. But immediately, by the encouragement of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to stand up. We need to try to make a change in our lives. Today's gospel lesson sounds very harsh, but that's what we need. And if your right hand calls you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It is time to throw out wrongs from our lives immediately, as we say. I'll try not to do that again. I'll try not to do that again immediately. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's time to throw some things out of the window of our lives. Let us be representative of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we believe in. Amen? Let us pray. Almighty Creator, long ago you looked at the first man and woman you made, you created, and you said, very good. Even now, when all people have fallen from what you intend us to be, you still love us. You still love us, yet we hate ourselves. Sometimes we rate our own faulty judgment ahead of yours. Sometimes, God, we are filled with contempt for those and what we are, despite your love for us. God, give us power to admit our wrongs and to fix them. And give us courage to repent. Give us courage to turn around about faith, about face immediately, O Lord. God, empower us with your Spirit so that we can make change. We can make about faith immediately in our lives. Thank you for the message and encouragement that you've given us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand for closing hymn?